Telephone interview with Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Wednesday, February 29th, 2012, at 12:50 p.m. Hello? Oops. I'm sorry, hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, are you ready for the interview?
I am ready.
Okay, I'll transfer you in. Hold on just one second, please.
Thank you.
Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. It's Michael J. Herman.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing amazingly, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've got 6 days to an election, so let's talk, okay?
Yeah. How is it going so far at Ground Zero?
Well, it's a close race, so I'm doing everything I can to let my supporters know that if they want to help, people are coming into town or they're going to Kucinich.us and figuring out a way that they can be of assistance. It's a very close race.
Why do you think it's so close?
Well, the districts that were joined, part of it was mine, part of it was a friend from Toledo, and, you know, she may have a few more people. I may have a lot of voters, but it's a close race. It's close, and it just that's the way it's cut. Now, do I think I can win? Yes, but it's a nail-biter, I'll tell you that.
Is it a harder campaign than other campaigns you've had?
Well, it is because there's aspects of it that have been unsavory and even dirty, but I don't want to go into that. I'm just saying that we're doing everything we can to make sure that we get our vote out and let our supporters know all over the country.
The importance of
people not ignoring this race. This is a defining moment for the Democratic Party because, you know, what I stand for is to end the funding for these wars, for the ending the Patriot Act, for passing the Dream Act, marriage equality, choice, and the other candidate in this race is on the other side of all those questions. And she's a Democrat, I'm a Democrat. The question is, what kind of Democrats are going to end up in the next Congress?
How did your district get affected the way it did, and why is it that this
redistricting, in a word? The Republicans won control of the Ohio legislature. They drew the districts to throw two Democratic incumbents together. And so now we're in a situation where we're in the same race. But, you know, there are Democrats and there are Democrats. There are some Democrats who are about the future of the party, and there are some who are about a very conservative position, which I think represents the